I was fired by my GI doctor. Is that even normal for a doctor to fire a patient? Have you ever even heard of such a thing?
I mean, that's got to feel bad. You don't feel good about yourself. They didn't say, like, go home and get your affairs in order, right? What did they say when they called you?
They didn't even call me. They made the nurse call me.
Oh, that's a cop-out right there, right? Doc. That's not cool.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever been fired by your doctor before? It was the strangest thing. So I've been seeing the same GI doctor for at least 7 or 8 years now.
Right, right.
I got a lot of issues. You know, I'm not going to go in too much depth because you...
Yeah, please don't.
I won't.
It's early in the morning.
Right. Raven knows enough to know that I shouldn't. But I called because I was having an issue with the medication and I was like, hey, I'm like, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you called your doctor for doctor type stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do when you need somebody to help. You call a doctor.
And the nurse called me back the following day.
Uh-huh.
And she said, hi, I have a message from you from Dr. So-and-so. I said, okay. And I thought it was going to be like, hey, I'm going to try something new.
Right.
You know, but I call
in
a prescription once you come in.
Yeah, that type of thing. Normal doctor stuff again.
Dr. So-and-so would like for me to tell you that she doesn't think there's anything she can do for you, and she wishes you the best.
I
was like, what?
The nurse broke up with you.
The nurse broke up with me.
It's like seventh grade. They call you on total phone back in the 90s and break up with you.
Johnny's best friend, Anthony.
Calls you.
Calls you.
You tell and says, tells you. Or he flips you a football note, note, you know, folded up like a football.
And says.
Right to you in class. See, this may be hard for you to understand, young people now at this point, is that we did not have text messages or instant messages before.
So we used to have to write things on pieces of paper, fold them up like footballs, and then flick them at each other across the classroom.
And if you had three people on the phone at the same time, that's what they called total phone.
Right.
And only your rich friends had total phone on their home phone. Nobody else.
Not rich people. I had total phone.
No, it took a little while to get the total phone.
Right.
Total phone was out before your family brought it into the house, whether you know it or not, Anna Zapp.
Either way, my doctor fired me, as soon as she said it and the words came out of her mouth, I was confused.
Right.
I was like, what?
It doesn't sound real.
Right.
I got to be honest. I've never been fired by a doctor. But one thing that's happening is all my doctors are just moving away. So I kind of feel like maybe it's like that Adele song where the guy like moves to
another
continent.
Country. Just to get away from you.
Just to get away from her so he can get a new pretty young wife or whatever. And no, he doesn't want to get together and work out old feelings.
So that's the thing is that you start questioning yourself as a patient.
Right.
I only have to go see her once a year just to fix my medication or whatever.
I mean,
and I'm like, what did I do wrong?
It can't be the first time they saw that rash.
Right. There's no way. I'm the only one that has these IBS issues in the world. Last time I was there, she made me wait an hour. I didn't even complain to her face. And still you fired me? You made the nurse fire me?
You didn't blast him on Yelp or anything like that,
no!
Right? Yeah, there's no reason here whatsoever.
If you've ever been fired by your doctor, 1-800-330-9999. Or if you know a really good GI doctor that'll take me on, can you reach out, please?
First thing you hear after making your bed, the Anna and Raven
Show. I didn't even know this could happen, but I was fired by my GI doctor. Has that ever happened to you? I called because I didn't think my medication was working very well.
Mm.
And the nurse called me back and said to me, I'm sorry, there's nothing else the doctor can do for you anymore. She fired me.
So it just clarifies that you weren't calling all the time looking for modifications to your stuff or whatever. Right, because obviously the phone call of, you know, yeah, I was fired, but you went to 7 different doctors for pain medication doesn't fly.
Yeah, no.
That's a different situation.
I didn't even know it was possible to be fired by your doctor. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You were fired by your doctor?
Good morning. I have not. My husband was.
What happened?
Our ENT, ENT, we've both been going for years. My husband has had severe issues from sinuses and other things. We both have asthma. Called to go back, and the doctor physically said to him, I cannot help you.
What are you supposed to do? That is the most heartbreaking moment.
I'll tell you all what we're supposed to do
still going to ENT. We're still trying to figure out other things for my husband.
The only thing to do at that point is give up, obviously, right?
Yeah.
The doctor says, science has failed you. I'm sorry.
You know what the nurse said to me after? She said, you can call us back and let us know what happens. I go, I am never calling you back.
Right. Why would I want to call you back?
Tell you?
Make you guys feel better about yourself. Thank you for the call.
1-800-330-9999. Did a doctor fire you? What happened? I was fired by my GI doctor. I mean, who even knew that a doctor could fire you? And she didn't even have the nerve to call herself.
I know.
She made the nurse call me to tell me that there's nothing else that they can do for me.
It's
I
terrible.
Wasn't expecting it. Right. It was like being like laid off when you don't see it coming.
Or it's seventh grade and somebody else walks up to you at the lunchroom and dumps you for their friend.
Oh.
That's just terrible, man.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. It was the strangest situation. I called because my medication was expensive. I didn't think it was working very well. I wanted to see if there was another option. The next day, the nurse calls and says, there's nothing Dr. So-and-so can do for you anymore. We wish you the best.
To be clear, you hadn't called them 17 times for this.
No.
And every time you went in to talk with this doctor, you went in for an appointment. So you played their game, and they had no interest in playing the game back with you. It's a little bit different for me. My doctors don't fire me. They just leave the state to get away from me.
Which, right. Actually,
it's been like three of them.
Yeah,
it's kind of comical at this point.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Were you ever fired by your doctor?
I mean, yes. I can't even believe that this happened to other people. I thought it was just us. But yes, I was fired by my doctor. It was actually the wife. She's the office manager, and she got mad because I refused to pay a $15 copay on a follow-up of a PPD, which the insurance company told me I didn't have to do that. And then she went along and sent the whole family letters that they could no longer service us.
When I approached
the doctor about it, he said there's nothing he can do. She was 50% owner and he felt bad, but there's nothing he can do.
So he just throws it back on his wife and goes, yep, she's here. She's got 50% of everything. Wow. That's quite a cop-out from a guy who's got a degree.
Yeah, that's
it's not like we didn't have a relationship and she just like destroyed everything.
This is a thing. So, overbilling, it runs rampant in the medical industry. And you see this like with your physicals and stuff like that. Like if you really read your policy, certain things are supposed to be included. It's a lot like fighting with the office manager is like trying to get them to accept the coupon at like the grocery store.
Right, but then they can fire you.
Right. It's true. It's too much power for one person.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did a doctor ever fire you?
No, a doctor never fired me, but I run an automotive repair shop in Brooklyn, and I have to tell you that the new thing that happens in customer service is that we fire difficult customers.
Hey, so you fire people that come to you for a new muffler? I gotta know. Yes. Are you serious?
Wait, am I difficult?
Absolutely. I'm not saying you.
Maybe
what I'm saying is that when a customer comes in, it's not always about, and we don't feel the customer's always right anymore, or in a doctor's office, the client's always right.
It's amazing.
It's about customer service and a flowing process, and when people complicate that, we fire them as customers.
I mean, I didn't. Now I'm like questioning every interaction I've ever had with this doctor. I'm like, was I nice?
Did you slight them? Did you roll your eyes?
Was she annoyed that I had to bring my children to the appointments? Maybe she got tired of seeing the kids in there. Oh, my God. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. If you ever get fired by your doctor, you can also head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You ever been fired by your doctor?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
A funny story that you were also. I had to cancel an appointment within 24 hours or so, and they were going to charge me my copay, and I had a real problem with that. But I said, you know what? I'll pay it. It's your rule. No problem. So I show up the following week, and it was the last appointment of the day, and I come in, and it's like, oh, the 4 o'clock's here, and I had a problem with that, too. I'm like, I have a name, I'm not just a 4:30. And so I go to pay her, and I only had 100. She's like, oh, no, you're going to need to go break that. And I laughed in her face. Like, here, I have money. She's like, I already closed out the drawer. You have to go get change. And I'm like, I'm not going to get you change. So the doctor overheard this and came out and said, you know what? Come in my office. This is the last time I'm seeing you.
Oh,
and I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I had a problem with the secretary. I think it may have been her mom or something. I don't know. But by law, they could fire you, but they still have to see you for another month.
Oh.
They can't drop you cold turkey like.
Well, I don't want to see her. You break up with me. I'm done with you.
I don't even care if I was in there for a little follow-up. If this is going to be the last time and I know he just wants to get rid of me, I'm going to make him give me a physical.
Oh.
The assault is going the other way this time. You're getting
absolutely
all of this.
Yeah.